Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy.
Oh my goodness, it's that time of year. Welcome, welcome, North State. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, and this is North State Now Edition with Enjoy Magazine. And I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
And we always have in our studio, whenever we can drag him off the street, Mr. Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown.
Hi, guys.
How? It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's good to see everybody.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. I love this radio show.
So do I. Yeah, yeah. So do I.
Yeah, we've been kind of busy. I don't think we did it last month.
I think I had to skip a couple shows last month that we do. We just actually ran some repeats just because it's the holiday season and there's so much, you know, going on and everybody's, you know, working real hard to make the holidays shiny and bright.
And successful.
And successful, yes. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, definitely I can tell you from, you know, our perspective is Enjoy the Store. You know, things are slower this year than they've been in a long time. But
there sure are a lot of events going on.
Yeah. And I will say, though, for the most part, too, though, people are still in good spirits. So they're making up the difference from their wallet more into the, you know,
their kindness.
Reaching out and their kindness. Yeah. Because, I mean, I've had a couple of rough years during the holiday season. And thus far, it's been pretty good. I mean, as far as people and everybody wishing each other happy holidays, Merry Christmas, you know, Happy Hanukkah, whatever that may be for them. And so I've just, that part's been enjoyable. So
election season's over.
Yeah.
You know, back to saying
thank
Merry
God.
Christmas.
Yeah. I think we're all a little whipped. We're like, you know, everyone's back is a little broke. We're like, we're trying to breathe in again and stand up straight and start walking. Yeah, so, you know, obviously we're here with Enjoy. This is the December 2022 issue, 195, Rhonda.
That's crazy.
We're staring down the barrel of 200.
And that'll be in May.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything specially planned for the 200th?
I'm going to do a centerfold.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to have my body tattooed with a map of Reading on it. So you can.
You might have to sell that one. Collector's edition.
Maybe we should do the downtown calendar. Like, you know, downtown. We should put together a downtown. You and I, Blake, pull together all the other store owners and stuff and do a downtown calendar.
I'm down with that.
Anyway, so this is the really fun Christmas edition. We always have some great things going on in here for sure. Tons and tons of articles, obviously, and then
the cover is adorable.
The cover is amazing.
It really is.
Yeah. And this cover is a big hot cup of cocoa with some reindeer on the front, and then there's a Christmas tree in the background and everything's kind of blurred out. But then there are three children playing with the cup of cocoa. One of them's standing on some marshmallows holding the cup. The other one's holding a big candy cane, stirring it. And the other one's just kind of soaking his feet in the hot cocoa, so to speak. Anyway, these are three of
my six grandchildren.
Grandchildren,
yep.
Yeah.
And my son-in-law took the picture.
Yeah, and then they manipulated it in Photoshop to make it look like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, I keep saying it was Rhonda's secret wish. It's just she wants to throw her grandchildren in a cup of hot cocoa and drink them. So if you haven't checked it out, check it out. It's out on the streets now, and we're super excited. One thing. We are going to be, obviously, it's a new year coming, so January's issue is already in production, if not on its way to press.
It is being printed right now.
And we have some changes. We have My Town, which is usually something really cool that we're continuing, but we're making some changes to that, what I enjoy. So that's going to be super cool. What I'm actually most excited about is that we are finally, after 2 years of absence, because, you know, there was just never anything that was truly 100% scheduled during COVID, but the calendar of events for Enjoy is coming back.
It is back.
So that'll be going on our website, and it will be, you know, much of it will be featured in the magazine as well. So for those of you that are out there, and, you know, there is so much going on in the North State right now everywhere, we want everybody to start making use of our calendar on our website again, because that is how we kind of mine a lot of information that will be on the printed calendar. So for you to get your event free inside Enjoy's calendar in the magazine, you just need to go to our website and register and start posting your events for us to find so that we can use them in the new print. Now, back in print, I mean, so is the next issue, the calendar, good size already?
It's, you know, about 2.5 pages, yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh darn.
Yeah. And that's just a snippet of stuff. Yeah. I mean, we try to find, you know.
Because
if you did everything, you'd that'd be just a whole magazine.
Right. And typically we would go on our website and just copy and paste people's events and put them in the calendar. I know that people have had some issues with the calendar, but I think everything, all the bugs are out and it should be working just fine. But, we had to look for events. We went on different websites. We didn't really have to look hard because
there's a million events.
There's a lot of events.
There's so many events.
But hopefully in the next few months, it'll just be people will get them online and we'll be able to. It'll be a lot easier for the person that does a calendar because it is a big job.
It is a big job.
That's a great resource. Thank you guys for doing that.
Yeah.
That's because, Justin,
I think that's what everybody does in town. They all take turns looking at each other's calendar or event.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah, everywhere. Right? It's a big
And that
big
was
thing.
A big deal for Enjoy. I mean, people loved our calendar when we used to do it. Our last one was in April of 2020. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we're not talking about just events that are happening in Reading.
No.
Everybody that is
in
this
the North,
is
North,
in
State.
Our North State territory. Yeah.
That's really cool.
And it's broken down. It'll tell you it's all broken down by name of location. Mm-hmm. So it'll say, you know, Weaverville or Mount Shasta
or Chico.
Yeah. We try to really, I know, because, you know, the whole thing is we have to stop looking at the North State as silos, right? We have to start looking at it as one great area, right? We all have.
And we are one great area.
We are. We really are. And that's the way we have to look at ourselves, right? And we need to take care of each other and uplift each other because, you know, there's too much of a struggle in this area where there are, you know, it's a lot more land and a lot fewer people, which is awesome. That's why we're here. But also, you know, we have to fight for our way of life and make sure that everybody is enjoying it and invite people in to experience it and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So very cool. This issue also has a really great little section in it that I believe, what are we calling it?
Believe
in the magic of Christmas. And then we have like a gift guide section, which has businesses and things to do and stuff like that, which I always love. And then we have some great recipes. There's a recipe in here that I'm going to make because I'm not familiar. I know I've said this several times. Chestnut roasting, Harrison's fresh chestnut soup. I don't know that I've ever eaten a chestnut in my life.
They're very rich.
Are they?
Very rich.
I've never had one.
Yeah, I know. And it's weird because I'm like, you hear chestnuts, but they don't seem to be such, I mean, they're in a lot of our Christmas lore and stuff that we sing about and all that. Mm-hmm. Maybe there was a time, I know they're big in Europe and I know they're really big in Korea. But I don't see chestnuts much here. And so I'm always kind of like, I really want to get to know what they are. I know they are such strange looking nuts when they're not pulled apart.
They're spiky balls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm excited to try that. So we do have some recipes if you want to check those out. Another article in here real quick that I really, really love is I didn't realize, but there's still a ski resort up towards Lashon National Forest. We used to ski there when I was a kid, but that closed. And then this is a ski park that's about 28 miles outside of Susanville, and it's managed by one of the, is it college or university?
Yeah, Lassen. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Lassen. It's called Copper Ridge or Coppervale Ski Area. Did you know about that? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, you can live here forever and still not know everything that's going on around you. It's pretty amazing.
I just saw the historic photo of what it used to be when it was so
old.
Yeah, the old one.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty I used cool. to ski there all the time. And now we have Mount Shasta that just opened, and it actually launched their new lift that goes all the way up to almost 8,000 feet.
Yeah, you can read about that in our January
issue. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Schooly, schooly. Yeah, so, you know, we just encourage everybody to pick up a magazine. We have over 400 rack locations throughout Northern California. You can go to our website and have the magazine mailed into your home, or you can gift it to somebody, and we will mail it anywhere in the country for you. You can pick it up in the store. But yeah, we really love to share what the North State has to offer with all of our great communities in Northern California.
And it's all positive.
Yeah. And it continues to drive the positivity of the area. So, check it out. And if you don't want to, you can go to our website and you can view the magazine in its all its glory with hyperlinks and all that stuff at enjoymagazine.com. And we are going to take our first break, and when we get back, we're going to introduce you to our first guest, and she's featured proudly in the magazine. So sit back, relax. We'll be right back.
Can't believe it's you I found. Having you around is just like a mindset.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
Happy holidays from our home helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's
365-3793.
That's Liam in the studio just putting down the tracks for us to come back and in and out, right? Like, in and out is important in your radio, time. And so you've got to be able to do it well. And he's actually doing it well for us.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So welcome back again. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is North State Now with Enjoy Magazine. And once again, I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
And I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown.
Hello. So we're going to introduce you to our first guest. She is sitting right across from me. She is as sweet as can be and adorable, and she's been with us for years. And, you know, I really feel like you should be world famous. It's Miss Kathy McCall.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah. And Kathy is an absolute incredible artist. You can paint. You can do a little bit of everything. But Kathy has been making, and I'm not really sure what you would call them, figurines. I mean, like, what would you call them?
I guess I would. I mean, I wanted to call them Kathy's Peeps, but somebody already had that title.
Kathy's Peeps?
Her Peeps. You know, her people.
No, yeah, yeah, no, I get it. But, I mean, like, somebody else already has that?
Yeah.
That seems very unique. And what is the medium? You said it's clay?
It's
like a
paper clay.
Paper clay,
it's
okay.
It's wonderful. It air dries. If you make something and you're unhappy with it, you can add a little water, stick it back in with the rest of the clay, and it's reborn.
It's reborn.
And that's a great thing. You don't have to bake it or anything.
So you've been doing this for, I'm not sure exactly how long. I know you've been with us for at least, maybe 6 years?
7.5 almost.
Oh, look at girl.
That's
she
when
knows.
I moved here. And
okay.
My brother-in-law immediately took me to your store.
Yeah, so you are famous in our little realm, for sure. We have actually, in the 7.5 years, have been building a clientele of people that buy them and then each year want to come and add to their collection. So it's, for the mind's eye, you can imagine, you know, and I want to clarify, you don't do this just for Christmas.
No,
you do these seasonally for different things. When we carry
Halloween,
them.
Halloween, Valentine's Day,
yeah,
Easter, Fourth of July.
Yeah. So, you know, you could collect for all of these events, but imagine like you see people that collect those little houses with lights and stuff, and they put the fake snow down and they build the little village, right? And little things.
Right.
So it's kind of in that realm, but yours are more, people figurines, and they come in all different shapes and sizes.
They're very whimsical.
Yes, they are.
Male, female, gnomes-y, you know, but you also make them into ornaments.
They also look like my husband. Many of them do with the mustaches.
I was going to say, he's hot. But you create a lot of them bodiless, so they can be ornaments, right? And you build little houses and garland out of the figurines, and we do. We just literally have people, you know, this is the first time we've done an article on you. So starting on page 24, if you grab a magazine or you go to our website and look it up, you can see a picture there of Kathy, so you know what she looks like, who we're talking to. And she looks like that's at your home and your workshop.
Right. That's
so,
it.
Yeah. And they are absolutely the most fantastic, whimsical, unique, and there's such diversity in the characters, you know, because we get to see them all season, and they're fantastic. And people are just blown away when they find out that, how you make them and what they're, you know, a mishmash of like literally all kinds of things that you put together to build them.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about you real quick, about how you got started or when you found out that you were artistic and so
I
on.
Have always felt like I excelled in art and, I got involved in paintings like I showed you. I went to the California College of Arts and Crafts in Oakland. It is now just the California College of the Arts, and its main campus is in San Francisco now. And so, you know, I took ceramics, I took painting, I took figure drawing, I took all the stuff you take, color classes. And and my major was fine arts. I have a bachelor's in fine arts with a secondary in art history. And I did a lot of painting. I got into photorealism, and it was fun for a while, but it also was kind of difficult, very time-consuming.
Uh-huh.
And then I had a child, and everything sort of stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And I retired 12 years ago, and that's when, like, almost 2 weeks after I retired, I started playing around with this paper clay. I bought some years before and always wanted to do something with it. And so I started playing with it. And, you know, you kind of improve and you learn how the clay reacts and what you need to do with it. And so I think my things get better. I went from figures to ornaments more with Christmas because they just felt like they were more affordable.
Sure.
You know, you're never, I mean, an ornament I spend or sell for $15, I don't know, maybe I've got 4 hours in it.
Yeah.
So cut that down. It's not a lot of money.
Yeah, no, I know.
But also I have to say, more important than that is the joy I get.
Yeah.
You know, because
for sure. Well, you can see that in your work.
I'm busy all the time. I always am creative. And if I am not creative, I get a little nervous.
Yeah.
Not nice so much.
That's okay.
So.
So, yeah. So as I was saying, you know, right now we have a good assortment in the store. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for something really cool to come on down to enjoy and check it out, we actually, I know we sold quite a few pieces today. For those of you that are may look at the magazine and see the larger figurines, I think we're down to like two or three.
Oh, good.
So there's that. But there are plenty of, well, I shouldn't even say plenty because those have been going through too. I think the ones that are on the little sticks with the ball, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think there's only a couple of those left. So, I mean, we have some in here in the store. So come check them out before this year's lot that you've created for us. That this seasonal turn are all gone and you don't get one, especially if you're somebody that's been collecting them because you're not going to get a chance to add to your collection this year. And there's some really cool stuff that we got from you. So, and if not that, then what's the next one? We would be Valentine's?
Valentine's.
Yeah.
I want to know how long it takes you to make just one figurine.
Oh, my gosh, I can't even imagine the big ones.
A full figure, they take quite a while. It was actually Catherine Hunt who said to me this year, you should make some more Santas. Mm-hmm. So I did. And they take a while. You know, you got to make sure everything sort of fits together and stays together and
I mean, because it's not just like, you know, you actually
probably 10 hours to do one of
those. Oh my gosh. Wow. These people actually, a lot of them carry things. They've got like, you know, big batons and batons with hearts on top. Some of them are figurines. They're actually got strings and they're pulling a wagon,
yeah,
you know, filled with all kinds of presents and stuff. I mean, it's pretty phenomenal.
It looks like vintage craftsmanship.
It does, yeah. It has that thing to me that's kind of a European, kind of maybe like a German a little bit in regards to like the styling, right? It's not over the top Christmas Americana where it's like our, you know, our very commercial Santa. This seems more based in, to me, exactly that, like original old fashioned Christmas. Mm-hmm. Like
you would pass
which
this,
is what I like.
Yeah.
This looks like something you'd pass down to your kids for many years.
Yes, I've been telling my daughter that. She gets nervous sometimes. She just comes to my house and says, oh, not just about this, but, oh, Mom, I'm getting nervous. You've got so much stuff. And
so much stuff.
I get it.
Yeah.
But you either did a really good job for the photographer to come in because your studio looks immaculate.
I did try to make
spruce
it tidy.
Spruce it up a little bit.
I was going to say... probably next fall, I will be bringing, I started making pumpkins a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And what I do that makes them look so wonderful is I use real stems.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And so they're artificial. I mean, they're made out of paper clay. I paint them. They're not perfect. I don't like perfect pumpkins. I like them a little lumpy and bumpy. But they're not that styrofoam stuff you buy, you know. So I got this year like 15 stems that were broken off of pumpkins at a store.
So she says. I was going to say, we're going to see her walking around at night in the neighborhoods pulling stems off of people's pumpkins.
But I plan on making a bunch of pumpkins, and I will bring you some. And I do all different sizes, little ones.
And pumpkins are very popular. We sell
they
a lot
are.
Of them. Catherine did pumpkins this year in fabric, and we sold a ton of them. So, yeah. Amazing. So thank you so much for coming in. I really encourage people to come on down to the store and check out Kathy's Kathy's little collections, her peeps, or what's left of her peeps in the store this year. Yeah, we really feel very blessed to be able to, be a place where you entrust us to carry and sell your piece and to share your story and how you do it.
And we're the only place that you sell them. Is that
correct? Right, uh-huh. Right.
Nice work.
You guys have been good to me. I mean, I've been to other stores that I thought, my little things would look cute in here, but at the same time, you've been really good to me. Reading's not like a big, huge city.
Yeah.
So I don't want to put them other places.
Well, I appreciate that.
And I think your new store is great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really like it. You can really see what's in there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's comfortable. And I know you're kind of hoping to get on with maybe some food.
Yeah. We've got the wine bar. We've got stuff up our sleeves. It's happening.
I think that's a good idea myself.
Yep.
I really do.
Well, thank you, Kathy, for coming out in the dark tonight with us and spending time on the air. And I encourage everybody to come down to enjoy the store and check out Kathy's work and add to your collection. So we're going to take another break, and we'll introduce you to our next segment. Oh, my pleasure.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Thank
sit you. Back, relax, and we'll be right back.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
you want to like snap on in. Welcome back, North State. You're listening to the Enjoy Hour North State Now here on KCNR. And again, I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
We're with Enjoy. And then we've got Blake Fisher.
From Viva Downtown.
And we just got done with Kathy McCall from her Kathy's Peeps. Right?
That's
and
right.
She's going to hang in here because she's going to walk back to the store with us in the cover of night. But we have our next guests, and they are calling in because they get up at like 2 o'clock in the morning to make some of the best baked goods in Northern California. And hopefully they're here on the line. But we have Cassie and Rich from Reader's Bakery in Red Bluff. Are you guys there with us?
Oh, we are.
Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for calling in. And I totally understand why you wouldn't want to drive here and then have to drive home and go to sleep and then get right back up and start it at it again.
You literally just walked into the house 5 minutes before the phone call.
Gosh. Wow.
So you guys are on Main Street in Red Bluff. And how long have you guys actually had your doors open?
October 16, 2020.
So you guys are still newbies, but making a name for yourself. And we've been down there and met with you guys in the bakery, which is very cool. And we decided that it was time to do an article on you guys because you guys actually make incredible, I guess you would just call them pastries, baked goods, those kinds of things. You guys are a little bit, I could probably turn it over for you can explain a little bit, but you guys are considered what, European bakers, right?
Yes. European pastry. That's what we specialize in, at least. Yes.
Okay. So tell us a little about yourself, because I think it's cool that you guys are a couple and you are doing pastries together.
Yeah.
So we both got our, we both went to culinary school together, and we got our baking and pastry degrees through the Culinary Institute of America in St. Helena.
So were you guys together, or did you meet in school?
Nope. We went there as a couple.
Wow.
We met somebody, yeah. Both loved baking and just kind of went from there. When we opened, we knew the direction we wanted to head in was specifically European just because we fell in love with the history, the tradition, the methods, the ingredients, everything about pastry from its origin is what we really wanted to basically conceptualize.
Yeah, and so if somebody's new, I mean, even me, who loves to eat pastries, explain to them when you say European in style. What does that actually say, mean, or define as opposed to just pastries in general like here in the States?
The main difference is the ingredients and technique. So European pastries really focus on very simple ingredients to create something delicious.
Uh-huh.
So you don't mask it with sugar, you don't mask it with salt, icing, a whole bunch of fillings. It's really focusing on the doughs and the art, the craft of making the product. So like a croissant, you know, you have to do it in a correct way for it to come out how you want it to and how it should.
Uh-huh.
So it's art form.
Yeah, it's more focused on flavor of the product and incorporating more spices and different items in there to make these flavor compounds.
Uh-huh.
Rather than just having, like she said,
like frostings and
icing and
yeah.
Sure.
An overload of sugar to cover up something. So where you're mainly just tasting sugar,
mm-hmm.
you're actually tasting the product.
Yeah. And that totally makes perfect sense. Obviously, we were fortunate enough to get you guys to do a whole bunch for us for, we did a chamber greeters a couple weeks ago, and we had about 100 people in our store, and we asked you to put together a variety of products for us so that we could obviously offer them in the morning to all of our early birds, but partly because we really just wanted to see what kind of feedback and experience and things that we got. Because I am happy to say that your group and our group have talked, and you guys are going to be supporting us in our store, in our little area that we're putting in a cafe. So we're going to be working with you to be able to supply some of these delicious goods here in the Reading market through our store. So I'm super excited. But it was an opportunity for me to really get people's feedback. And that is kind of really what I heard was people were like, wow, those were really delicious. They weren't overly sweet. There's something that you could really eat in the morning. You know, because a lot of times if you eat sugar in the morning, it doesn't really make you feel that good. But their biggest comment was, is you can really taste the flavor of the doughs. They said you could taste the spices or in the, and the butter and that kind of stuff in there. And what I like in it too is, you know, when I tried the croissant, sometimes you forget what a croissant is supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
And no disrespect to Costco. I mean, you go in and you can buy a flat of croissants, but
yeah,
when you eat them, they're like, I mean, they're good, but they're like eating a piece of bread or something. It's not the same. It's not flaky. They're more, I don't know how to even explain it, but when you eat your croissants, it's like, oh, look at it. It actually comes apart and there's layers and...
Yeah.
Well, and that, I mean, we're excited too. I mean, that's just another adventure for us. I mean, like you said, we're new. So it's just something that we never thought of doing until when, you know, we kind of got approached and we talked about it. It was just kind of something that we are excited about. And
sure,
we'd love to do it. And it goes hand in hand. I mean, I'm not saying this just because we're talking to you guys.
Yeah.
But Enjoy Magazine, like Enjoy it at a whole, mm-hmm, has been like the best decision we have done. I mean, we have about 40% increase of clients just from you guys. So
That's awesome. I appreciate that. So can you share with the listeners tonight, like just kind of go down a list of the things that you produce, because you guys actually have a very long list of products, mm-hmm, that you you guys bake on a daily basis. It's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, so we because we major in the European pastries, so we do four different versions of croissants.
Mm-hmm.
We do five different danishes.
No, no.
And every different product that we make, like the brioche, the croissant, the danishes, the queen of Mons, the laminated brioche, all of those are different doughs. So each one of those have their own technique to those products, but each one of them have to be made that way in order to get the flavor, the flakiness, the texture out of those products. So,
we do, I mean, so croissants, danishes, we do Queen of Mons, scones, we make macarons,
eclairs.
Ooh, eclairs.
Yeah, I mean.
And then you guys, at certain part of the year, too, will do pies in your store, too, as well?
Yeah, we offer pies and we offer cakes and, of course, you know, traditional cookies. You got to have chocolate chips and things like that. So we do that, too, and we make our own chocolates and, try to do a little bit of
Well, that's true. I forgot when we were in your store, you guys actually do work in chocolate, like actually, you know, a good selection of chocolates.
Are you from Red Bluff?
I was born and raised in Conwood.
Oh, okay.
So basically, yes. I'm like fifth generation Northern California.
Yeah, and I was born in Sacramento and then lived and went to school mostly up in Redding.
Oh, okay.
So you guys are Northern folk?
Oh, yeah.
That's even, to me, more exciting because it's kind of like, you know, you're part of the home team besides, and then you just have this incredible skill.
we left and went to school and just wanted to come back home and had to come back to Northern California. So that's where we decided to settle.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the gingerbread competition looking like right now?
So that's good. That was really good. That just ended last Saturday.
Yeah.
We did the judging and the winners for that. And then most of everybody who participated in it left their houses in the lobby, for people to come view them throughout through Christmas Eve. So they've all decided, most of them decided to leave their houses there for viewing.
It is a good turnout. It was all ages from as little as, we had a 4-year-old actually participate, all the way up to over, you know, in your 50s, 60s. So
it's
like a Hallmark movie.
It's like a Hallmark movie.
That's what I was telling him when they were doing it. I said, I feel like we're in a Lifetime movie.
Yeah, right.
I love it.
Well, we feel, go ahead.
By doing that, helps us to raise toys for kids for Christmas.
That's all we do it for, basically, for a family tradition and to raise gifts for, chips for kids this year is what we partnered with.
Oh, awesome. That's so great. Well, we feel so fortunate to have you know, met you guys and kind of come together. It was a real honor for us to be able to feature you in the magazine. I'm just sitting here with this page open on page 65 where you're holding the board with all the pastries, and I'm just like, gosh darn, I wish they were right here because I'd be burying my face into them. So I know they are beautiful too. Yes. So, well, thank you so much. Go get some sleep because I know you guys have to get up at the crack, literally, well, not even dawn, way before dawn, to start this process.
Middle of the night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you guys. Have a good night. Merry Christmas. All right. So that was yummy. they're really fun people.
They're going to be having their stuff.
Yeah, so we're going to be working with them, and they're going to be the ones that we're going to be featuring in our cafe. So I'm super excited with that, yeah. So we're going to take our next break, or this will be our final break, and then we'll be back for the last quarter of our show. So sit back, relax. We'll be right back. There's a new sun horizon. I can see a new horizon.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host, Ron Lim, for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the
just the four of us. Building castles in the sky, just the four of us here at this table. Yeah, all right. Sorry, there's not two, there's four here. We're trying to make a show of it, right? Good jam, good jam. Welcome back, everybody. KCNR, James Mazzotta,
Rhonda Alvey,
and Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown.
And we still have Kathy with us because she's hanging on, and I told her, you know what? Come on, Kathy, put your two cents in, right?
Okay.
But this portion of the show is our last segment. And
it's all about Blake.
It's all about Blake and Viva Downtown and... You know, all the things that Blake wants and Blake does and Blake.
Oh,
and
wow.
Break it down, Mr. Blake.
Downtown. Oh, my goodness. Mr. Downtown's my father. Please, please, please.
Your father. I just got a new, I don't have it on. I got a new grill for my chest, my nameplate that says James Mazzotta, Mr. Enjoy.
Ooh.
So anybody that's listening, I need a new outfit that's made kind of like Mr. Incredible. Right? I'm Mr. Enjoy. I need an outfit. Like, I need a superhero outfit. What's that going to look like? I can't get a hold of Edna Mole for her to design me my outfit.
Edna Mode. She's hard to get. She's hard to get. You didn't want to go more of the Superman route?
No, no capes.
Oh, yeah.
I take her advice.
No capes.
No capes.
That's so funny. Well, thank you guys for talking. You know, Downtown Details has been, you know, such a great thing that Enjoy did for Downtown Reading. And that started right at the start of the pandemic. And that was a way that we wanted to highlight these downtown businesses and all of the construction that was happening. So, you know, since 2020, Viva Downtown and Downtown Reading has been lucky and honored to have a spot in Enjoy Magazine. And thank you guys for making that possible. And there were a lot of businesses that were featured, and that's a big feat for Rhonda to go and coordinate with all these downtown businesses and get such cute photos. This month, Gather Downtown is featured, and The Makery is featured, and those are two cool places located right on Pine Street.
Mm-hmm.
The Makery is a great spot.
The angel got her wings.
Oh, my God. Clarence!
Christmas
show ever. I love that movie. That movie makes me always cry. Yes, The Makery and Gather Downtown, really cool businesses on Pine Street. So thank you for highlighting them. And The Blakedown was fun because this, you know, I talked to Santa Claus and he says, if you haven't been to downtown, you're going to get coal this Christmas. And, what is so cool about Christmas in downtown this year is that, you know, you had Cascade Christmas was able to happen this year. Mm-hmm. And You Better Watch Out happening at Riverfront Playhouse, and their closing weekend is happening this weekend.
Saturday, yep.
Tell us about, are tickets still available?
Tickets are still available.
We've been selling a lot today.
Yeah, and we have some seats left, mm-hmm. not a lot, but you can go online and get them, or you can buy them at the door and up to an hour before the show starts.
And you can come into the Enjoy
or
store.
And
get tickets there, too.
Oh, yeah.
That is, I've heard nothing but great reviews, and it's one of those heartwarming shows.
It's just a really cute story.
Yes.
It really is. Yeah.
And I hear that the cast is stunning, and you fall in love with the cast, and that their Santa Claus has the most beautiful, crisp, vintage Santa Claus voice that you'd expect
it's
to listen
like butter.
To.
Radio.
Yes.
It is.
So you better watch out.
Does it make your heart flutter?
Oh, he's just so awesome.
He's
such a super nice man, too. He's just so sweet.
Santa Claus.
And he's a great Santa Claus.
That's
and sweet. And he doesn't dress in a Santa Claus outfit, which I think is really cool, too.
You just know because the spirit
if you believe,
is within. Yeah.
If you believe, yeah.
I love that. So You Better Watch Out has had a great run at Riverfront Playhouse. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't been downtown yet, you have to come see the incredibly, stunningly beautiful Christmas tree, which is
very
on,
nice,
which is on Butte.
You know what? I got
Butte
a
Market.
Really great little video, and I wanted to post it when I was shooting it. I thought this is really great, and I wanted to say up, up, and away or something like that. Merry Christmas. I got a video. I was down at the Fashion Alliance looking down when they were raising it. So I was like in the buildings, you know, because it's kind of like a tunnel, and you couldn't see the whole tree. You could just see the base. And then as they were lifting it with the crane, the tree just kind of stood up out of the side and popped up. And I've got I thought, this is the coolest video of the tree being erected into its spot. And I never got to use it. So
isn't that such? I'm glad you saw that, though. That's, you know, this Christmas tree doesn't have any wires holding it up. It goes down about 15 feet deep, and there's four pins that go into this tree.
It's like a real gigantic. gigantic, big in-house.
We have a literal Rockefeller, yes, a Rockefeller Christmas tree that's harvested by Sierra Pacific and Reading Electric Utility in the city of Reading decorated. And it is beautiful. And
it
you
really
can
is.
See it on
All
Yuba
over.
And Market Street.
We can see it from our office.
You can see it from your office.
Yeah, from outside the
if
building.
If we go out our door and look down, we can all see all the way past the Cascade Theater.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And
at
the Cascade
night.
Theater. Yeah. Cascade Theater is really cool. If they are not having a show, they are lighting up their Cascade marquee, whether they're having a show or not, yeah. Wednesdays through Saturdays.
And I know that they should probably for saving electricity, but it needs to be on at night because
it
totally
changes the
whole
landscape
yeah.
of downtown.
You know.
It's gorgeous.
And we were just talking about Red Bluff, and I got to make my way down to Red Bluff's yeah. Main mm-hmm. Street because
yeah. And they have their state theater.
They have state theater.
Yes,
yeah.
The yeah. State theater. All I knew is that, you know, Tom Hanks' mom lives out in Red Bluff, but my goodness, that was one of the big stories.
But surprisingly enough, there's a lot of people that have homes around hidden around here that are famous or part of famous families.
And I really would like to go to Red Bluff and check out all of their historic buildings and murals. And
then just keep driving south because Orland also has a really cute downtown area. Lots of like antique stores.
Orland's got the green line, yeah, where they've actually from the freeway painted a line down the road.
That's Oroville, isn't it?
Oh, what did you say?
I said Orland.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought you said Oroville.
Yeah.
But then Orville, if you keep going south, then there's Orville.
Yeah.
Lots of great, still traditional downtowns.
That's what, and thank you for saying that. There are so many beautiful traditional main streets, mm-hmm. and that's why it's been so exciting to be a part of Viva Downtown since, you know, starting in 2020 and having the downtown details in Enjoy Magazine because you've captured how we've rebuilt our
and
downtown.
And it's been amazing to look back. Have you looked at, like, the very first one and when they tore down the garage? And it was mm-hmm. crazy.
Exactly. And that's, you know, our downtown, as we coordinate, Viva Downtown's a Main Street accredited organization, and we work with all the different main streets that are in California and across the country. And we are uncommon for what we've been able to accomplish in our downtown because in the 1970s it was, you know, became a mall. It took out the main street that we had. And, you know, in the last 10 years, 2013 was when the roof was removed, we have a beautiful main street again.
We do.
And
I'm so proud to be part of it.
Mm-hmm. And thank you guys for all the work you guys do for downtown.
And what's really great for me is I get to hear about it because we get a lot of guests that are visiting from out of the area that know about Reading or have lived here or been here. And they come back and they're always just like, oh, my gosh. What's happened downtown?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's only just begun, right?
Thank you for saying that. 2023 is going to be a great year. And, you know, if we're talking about, we only have a couple of minutes left,
yep.
I think. So, you know, our last event of the year with Viva Downtown Reading, and we've had a lot. Tomorrow is our Santa Pub Crawl. Ho, 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 get your rosy cheeks on for this event. Tickets are only $10, and you get yourself a Santa Claus hat and a Santa beard, and you have a list of participating bars. You go on in. Just, you know, it's a great time to get on out. Tickets are only $10. You can find them on the VivaDowntownReading.org website. And if you'd like to come to 1504 Market Street, the IOF Hall, the Art Hunger still has their gallery going on,
yeah.
And they lit up the whole entire room for a lighted Christmas
it's
art
awesome.
Gallery.
And congratulations to them because they win Best of the North State for the best what art gallery or whatever that the category was.
Yes, they got Best Art Gallery, and congratulations,
you know
Riverfront.
That?
Did Enjoy get?
We got it too.
You got Best in the North State?
We got Best Gift Shop.
And so did Riverfront.
And Riverfront.
Oh, very
we are in good,
good
company.
That's right.
Winners, winning.
Chicken dinner. So
thank you for the Best of the North State.
Thank you guys for that. And it was great to look at that list and see so many, you know, different organizations get recognized for their hard work and dedication.
Absolutely.
And because it is, I don't think people get to see the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
They get to see Enjoy when it's open, and they get to see the art galleries when it's open, but they don't get to they get to see the magazine when
Carlo
it's published.
Carlo and me on our hands and knees in the back crying.
But there's a lot of work that goes
they
into
they don't see me pulling out my hair.
You guys do incredible work, and the North State is lucky to have both of you guys.
And Viva Downtown.
Thank you. And
Kathy.
Yeah, and Kathy, thank you.
Kathy, yeah.
Seeing those figurines and saying they look like your husband, he's very handsome. People are waving at the...
He is very handsome.
So, yes, Viva Downtown. Our last event is Santa Pub Crawl. And 2023, I'm excited to announce our downtown discount cards have returned. There are 21 businesses that are featured. That's a...
the cool project that the Viva Downtown Board does. And Rhonda sent me, our first one was done in 2012.
Yeah.
So get your discount cards by sending a self-addressed stamped envelope to 1725 Market Street in Redding, California, 96001.
And that's the end of our show.
Thank you, everybody. Says.
Love you. And happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Good night.
Wake up, safe sleeping. About time to do the again.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.